Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Got this email in from Siobhan in Connemara Coastal Cottages to Dave at todayfm.com. You can send an email if you ever have a question you want me to answer in Ask Dave. It says, "Hi Dave, my daughter pointed out the other day that Santa was a real person in Peppa Pig. And then yesterday she said the Queen was also a human. How come these are the only humans while all the rest are animals? Are there any more?" Siobhan in Connemara Coastal Cottages.
Fantastic.
Well, let's dive in.
Yes.
Yes. Let me answer a few questions. First of all, welcome to the strange world of Peppa Pig. Back in April, a lady called Tina asked me about what Daddy and Mammy, or Mummy Pigs, she's called Mummy Pigs, names were. Now, the internet got close to David and Rachel, but no conclusive proof of what their actual names are. What about humans in a predominantly animal world, which is what Peppa Pig is? So here's what I can figure out. There are four humans, or four categories of humans in Peppa Pig. And yes, the first one is Santa. He is human in the sense that he's a human in the same way that he is for us. But he's magical, of course. He's Santa Claus.
Mm.
He's called Father Christmas a lot in Peppa Pig, because English people tend to say Father Christmas. And obviously Peppa Pig is loosely based in the world of England sometimes. he's also called Santa Claus, and he's also called Santa. And all of the characters in Peppa Pig have voice actors behind them. But do you know who voices Father Christmas? Father Christmas does!
Really?
Of course. He's Father Christmas himself. You know the way they put that
up
when they play themselves? Which is wonderful. A lot of reasons why that's very cool. The Queen is also a human. She enjoys knitting and, unsurprisingly, jumping up and down in muddy puddles, which pretty much everybody in the world of Peppa Pig enjoys. Also, unsurprisingly, the Queen is friends with Miss Rabbit, who's friends with or works for everyone in Peppa Pig. She has all of the jobs. Like, she works in, you know, selling souvenirs at a, you know, a park.
Yeah.
She flies a helicopter.
Mechanic.
She's a mechanic. She does everything, but she also is friends with the Queen.
Yeah, we definitely talked about her.
We did, yeah. Miss Rabbit, yeah, it was very important.
Yeah.
There are more humans, though, Siobhan. There's also a pirate who's called Pirate. And he seems on the surface to be a villain, as he does not want to go to the police and tell them about the gold that has been stolen from him. The assumption being that he had previously stolen it from someone else. If you know what I mean.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying. But in fact, he's quite nice and friendly. At one point, he even claims he's simply someone portraying a pirate. He's not, like, he's not a pirate full time, but he is a human. He's not Pirate Pig or, you know, pirate anyone else. He's just a human. So that's a bit weird.
Why?
I don't, again, we'll get to the why in a minute, and it's not very conclusive. The final set of humans I can find are the cave people. Okay. So they're featured in an episode where Granny Pig, Granny Wolf, Granny Dog and Madame Gazelle all spend the day in the garden dressed up as cave people. As you do.
Yeah.
And when Granny Pig describes cave people to Peppa and George, it cuts to footage of cave people. So like you say, we used to live in caves, and then it would cut to people living in caves. But they're people. They're not like pigs or wolves or dogs or
rabbits.
Gazelles or whatever, yeah. So why exactly there are four peoples in Peppa Pig that are humans, I cannot get to the bottom of, okay? It would make sense, and out of respect, that the Queen is portrayed as a human, not an animal. I mean, Queen Quokka could be a thing. The Quokka, the smiling animals from an island off the east coast of Australia. A Quokka. Oh, you've got to Google a Quokka if you don't know a Quokka.
You have to show me a Quokka.
They are the cutest thing. When I went to the World Cup in last summer, the Women's World Cup, I went to the island and saw the Quokkas. They're just absolutely
amazing.
Oh, yeah,
that's the trip I didn't go on.
That's right, yeah. Santa also makes sense because, like I said, there's only one Santa. And he's a magical human, so he needs to be a magical human in the world of Peppa Pig. And he plays himself, so I'm sure
that makes
sense. The cave people use the word man, as in Granny Pig says she's dressing up as a caveman. So I suppose that could explain why they're humans in the flashbacks. The one I'm really struggling with to make sense of is the pirate. If anyone has any wild theories as to why he's a human and not Pirate Pig, Pirate Parrot, Pirate Porcupine, I'd be very grateful. But I'm also going to ask a question, because isn't it a bit weird in this world, inhabited exclusively by animals. Why do people have pets? There's pet birds. There's pet fish. Why is there a zoo in Peppa Pig?
I don't, none of it makes sense to me.
I hope any of that helps you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.